Support for the Owsley Moment comes from Gordy Fine Art and Framing Company, partnering with Ball State Libraries to present Hurley Goodall, Muncie Icon, through Monday, October 29th. Proceeds to support a portrait statue to honor Mr. Goodall. More information at gordyframing.com.
I'm Gwen Burton, and this is the Owsley Moment, brought to you by the David Owsley Museum of Art, the Ball State School of Art, and IPR. In the photography collection at the David Owsley Museum of Art, there is an image called Black Woman with Child by Elliot Elisofon. The woman in the photograph is sitting in tall, dry grass, breastfeeding her baby. Her chest and arms are bare and have the raised scarifications that are common to some traditional West African cultures. Other men and women, many of whom are dressed in simple grass loincloth, surround the mother and child. The woman looks directly at the camera, and her strained expression indicates that the photographer might have been intruding or that she was caught off guard by his presence. Elisofon was from New York City. He began his photojournalistic career during World War II and came to be known for photographs he took throughout Africa between 1942 and 1972. We know this photograph was taken in 1960, but Elisofon did not record the woman's name, the location of the image, or the name of the African culture he encountered. Without such information, this photograph operates as a generalization about life in sub-Saharan Africa. Much of Elisofon's work was published in Life magazine and undoubtedly contributed to the American public's homogenized vision of Africa. We'd like to thank Ball State student Caleb Click for his research. The David Owsley Museum of Art is open weekdays 9 to 4:30 and weekends 1:30 to 4:30. More information can be found on the web at indianapublicradio.org/owsleymoment and bsu.edu/artmuseum.